Let's take a look at two miracles associated with Mass and Padre Pio. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. So we present to you these short stories so that you can find out more about Padre Pio and also that you can see what Padre Pio's intercession could do for you. And if you are new to our channel, then during November especially, do subscribe to our channel and you and your loved ones will be included in next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. And November, of course, is when we remember the holy souls in purgatory who have gone on before us. Now, our first story is about someone participating in Mass, but he was slightly distracted. So, what did Padre Pio have to do to bring him back, his focus back to the Mass? And this particular person, he was quite a well-known lawyer, and he was a devotee of Padre Pio. And he says, "One day I was in the old church and participating in Padre Pio's Mass. And at the moment that the priest elevated the sacred host, I was distracted in my thoughts and I just remained standing." So it's like a very sacred time during the Mass and everyone kneels down, but he wasn't quite present there. He remained standing and he seemed almost to be irreverent to those around. And then this happened. He said, "Suddenly I was shaken by a distinct and very agreeable fragrance, a smell of violets," as he put it, and this jolted him back to reality. And then looking around, he quickly realized that the others were kneeling down and he joined them. Well, after the ceremony, then he went to greet Padre Pio as always. And Padre Pio welcomed him by saying something that caught him slightly off guard by surprise. And he said, "Today you were a little distracted." So the lawyer had to give a reply and he says, "So it was you who woke me with the sacred fragrance." And Padre Pio followed up with, "Yes, it was. And it was better than a slap, wasn't it?" And so from this, we can see that Padre Pio expected everyone to be actively focused and involved in his Mass, not to be abstract thinking about other things, but to be there present and focused. And he did a little miracle to demonstrate this. And next we go on to our second story, and it's for people, perhaps you're one of them, who feels a little bit lonely at times or has bouts of loneliness or worried about being lonely in the future. So this is about a story about someone who found themselves in this situation and how Padre Pio helped with this. Now, this particular lady, her name was Maria Merla, and she had now finished studying. She had graduated as a literacy teacher. And then she noticed that there was a particular young gentleman who was paying a lot of attention to her. And it became clear to her that this gentleman had the desire of marrying her. But before she went further with this, she decided she'd better go and speak to Padre Pio and find out what his advice for her would be. So she put the question to Padre Pio. And Padre Pio remained silent for a short while, she said, because he, of course, he liked to contemplate serious things like this for a while, not just to blurt out, "It's an important question." And then Padre Pio turned to Maria and said, "Maria, you must not get married because you are not made for marriage." And so the Holy Spirit must have somehow communicated this to Padre Pio, just telling her what he understood. But this young lady, Maria, could not accept these words of Padre Pio, and so she kept trying to return the conversation to the subject. And every time she did, Padre Pio would just look away, he'd turn away. So Padre Pio was very confident of this advice he had given her. And although it would have been so easy for him to just back out of it and say, "Well, why not go ahead and get married?" He could not. He did not. He thought it was wrong for her. Well, sometime later, Maria came to the Capuchin monastery again and participated in Mass with Padre Pio. And she said, at the time of consecration. When Padre Pio held the host in his hands, Maria made this prayer to God. And she said, O Lord, if this young man is not for me, then take him out of my mind and take him out of my heart. And then after Mass, Maria went back to her house. And she noticed a little while later that her feelings for her admirer were somehow decreasing. So was it her prayer somehow been answered through this? Was this in fact the will of God for her life? So she had these two things now pointing in this direction. And then she found that not long after this, she did not even think of this young man anymore. And she was not sad about this either. So it's like another confirmation. And then a third thing happened. She was offered a new job. Maria was offered a new job in a teaching position at another town, Montecorvino. And that is in the Foggia province, was a little bit of distance away. So far from home, she began to teach. She began her career. Was this also part of the answer that God had somehow now put distance between them, between these two people? After some time, Maria again began to find that she felt lonely. She started feeling sorry for herself because she was all alone. And so she went back to see St. Giovanni Rotondo, and she went to confession again with Padre Pio, and she wanted to tell him about this. And she said, Father, I have no one. I feel alone. I don't want to be alone, but I am alone. I am alone. So she really put this across to Padre Pio in quite an emphatic way. And Padre Pio responded, You believe in God? And then he added, And I know what I am doing. So Padre Pio was convinced of this instruction or advice he had received from the Holy Spirit. It still not changed his mind, confirming to Maria that marriage was not for her. And after these words, Maria felt comforted by his response. And for the rest of her life, she no longer felt the need to have a family, to be with one particular person. And after that, she committed herself to being with and helping many other people in her work with younger children and young ones, and she really made a difference. She felt proud about this, happy within herself to be able to help so many others. She always felt Padre Pio was close to her. And this phrase, I know what I am doing, remained in her heart. But Padre Pio passed away later on, and then she encountered great difficulties once again. But it seems she always heard within her heart the same voice, I know what I am doing, Padre Pio's voice. And so we can see here how this prayer of hers was answered. This prayer was made at the time of consecration, the holiest time in Mass, perhaps we could say. And her prayer was answered. It's a number of subtle things pointing in a certain direction, confirming what Padre Pio had told her. And often that's how it is with prayer. Subtle indications, the voice of God. And just a reminder, do help us with this apostolate, our Padre Pio apostolate. You can do this by liking the video. Please share the video with your friends and colleagues. That helps our apostolate too. And if you haven't subscribed, this is November. Do subscribe and you will be included in next Friday's Mass. We'll dedicate your intentions to Padre Pio during this Mass and also for any loved ones who may have gone before us. Thank you.